Beloved, the psalmist, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said in Psalm 2:7, I will surely declare of the decree of the Lord. In fact, this is a messianic psalm that's speaking both of the psalmist's heart and Yeshua's heart as well. But what's the statement? I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. The scriptures tell us that the heavens and the earth declare the glory of God, that they give forth speech. And what is the speech that the heavens and the earth are declaring? The stars above, the moon and the sun, the gorgeous trees, the mountain, and the water behind me, they're all screaming out, God is glorious, God is beautiful, God is good. And you and I have been created, beloved, to make His decrees known in the world as well. There's no such thing as a silent believer, because when someone is passionately in love with God, it's going to just come out of their life by osmosis. You won't be able to stop it because it's naturally going to be who you are. I want to encourage you, don't let the enemy hold you back. Paul said, don't let the spirit of timidity stop you from decreeing of the goodness of God. Listen, wherever you go, wherever you are, let the praise of God radiate through your life. Don't be afraid to say, praise the Lord in public. Don't be afraid to praise God in public. Don't be afraid to speak of Jesus or to give Him thanks in public. Beloved, we are His witnesses on the earth. Let's be like the psalmist, and let's be like Yeshua, that are lights in the world, not people that are hidden under a bushel somewhere. But Jesus said, I put you to be lights in the earth. I put you on the hill so that people can see your light. Let's speak, beloved, of God's goodness, and let's not be afraid, or let's not what anyone thinks stop us from doing so. This is Rabbi Schneider saying, keep going, be strong and courageous.